Alfred Lord Tennyson, who followed Wordsworth as laureate in 1850, said his description of the passing of Arthur, or Mort d'Arthur, as a narrative related on Christmas Eve by a supposed poet, Everard Hall, mouthing out his hollow O's and A's. So all day long the noise of battle rolled among the mountains with a winter sea, until King Arthur's table, man by man, had fallen in lioness about their lord King Arthur. Then, because his wound was deep, the bold Sir Bedivere uplifted him, Sir Bedivere the last of all his knights, and bore him to a chapel nigh the field, a broken chancel with a broken cross, that stood on a dark strait of barren land. On one side lay the ocean, and on one lay a great water, and the moon was full. Commanded by Arthur, but after long hesitation, Sir Bedivere returned Arthur's sword, Excalibur, to the Lady of the Lake. Then quickly rose Sir Bedivere and ran, and leaping down the ridges lightly, plunged among the bulrush beds, and clutched the sword, and strongly wheeled and threw it. The great brand made lightnings in the splendour of the moon, and flashing round and round, and whirled in an arch, shot like a streamer of the northern morn, seen where the moving isles of winter shock by night with noises of the northern sea. So flashed and fell the brand Excalibur, but ere he dipped the surface, rose an arm, clothed in white samite, mystic, wonderful, and caught him by the hilt, and brandished him three times, and drew him under in the mere. Arthur himself departed upon a funereal barge for the island valley of Avilion, where falls not hail or rain or any snow, nor ever wind blows loudly, but it lies deep meadow, happy, fair with orchard lawns and bowery hollows crowned with summer sea, where I will heal me of my grievous wound. So said he, and the barge with oar and sail moved from the brink like some full-breasted swan that, fluting a wild carol ere her death, ruffles her pure cold plume, and takes the flood with swarthy webs. Long stood Sir Bedivere, revolving many memories, till the hull looked one black dot against the verge of dawn, and on the mere the wailing died away. So passed Arthur, rex quondam, rex quae futurus, once king, and king that shall be. The poet dreams that, fulfilling Merlin's prophecy, Arthur returned to Britain. At this 100 bells began to peal, that with the sound I woke, and heard indeed the clear church bells ring in the Christmas morn.